שאם נון בייס. So yesterday we learned Sif Aleph, Shinun Beis. Yesterday we learned Sif Aleph, which was that a Sefer Torah which would roll down into another Rishus, whether he allowed to get it back. So Reb Chaim asked me, Taka, is it negeh for others for him? I found the Pre-Begodim Zogt, it's not just a Sefer Torah, it's any Sefer Chumash, yeah, which is like that, which is practical, that it could happen, which is Chumash or Poskim, Vafila B'Tfus, even a printed Sefer. So it would be negeh, even today, very much for a child Sefer Torah. No, if a child Sefer Torah is printed, and he is holding it, I mean, if a Godel's holding it, and it would roll down, it would be quite as Ashala could be Negea, otherwise we wouldn't really have such a Matthias. So we said yesterday, we'll go back to this one, that if it's an Askufa Hanidreses, yeah, remember yesterday that was Sif Aleph, if it's an Askufa where people are, then there's a special heter that if it's really it's not, it's a Negeiser because it's partly there and partly there, it's a Gudde Beyode. If it's Askufa Hanidreses because people are walking there, you're allowed to take it back. That's the only case you're allowed to take it back. If we learnt, if it's gone higher than, it's still higher than 10, then you're also allowed to take it back because it's only rested in a mokum patol. It hasn't rested. So today we're going to learn what happens if a taka falls down. So let's look at this new Rishus HaYochid. He's on a gag. So it's not an addresses. It's not, there's no person that's going to stand on it afterwards. Oh, but still mutl the bizoyen. It's a bizoyen to leave a sefer like this. So it's standing on the Rishus HaYochid over here. So, and this is the Rishus HaRabim on the bottom. So each thing, each circle is a different sefer. Didn't make a whole sefer, it would be too complicated. So we have a sefer like that, starting over there, because it has to be a good debiyodai. Once it's fallen, Yizichah can't take it back. So it's starting over there, and it's fallen, let's say, mamash to the Rishus HaRabim. So that Yizichah can't take back. What do you have to do? You have to turn it over, because if it's lying with the words towards, that's a big bizoid. You turn it over like that, so then it's not such a bizoid. That's called hoifchay al aksav. You turn it around. That's what we have over here. So if, this is a simple case. It's lying and it's touched the floor of the Rishus HaRabim. So then hoifchay al aksav. If it hasn't yet touched the Rishus HaRabim, it's still in midair. So demults. If it's Kisvei HaKodesh, if it's gone to higher than 10, it's still in the Mokum Patur, then it's no problem, even B'Shar Dvorim, even if it's a newspaper, even if it's anything, because it doesn't matter. Yeah. We said a Sadin, you got a sheet. If it's lower than 10, so then, within 3, is a Shaila Mishabura, because it could be it's already touched, the Gaon's Machmet. But let's say it's not within 3, so then, because it's Kisvei HaKodesh, then they allow you to take it back. Because it's not yet in Rishus HaRabim, so maybe they allow you to take it back. That's this halacha over here. Then there's another halacha, that if it's on a slanting wall and it's rested lower than 10, that is like falling in Rishus HaRabim itself. Because lower than that begets a din Rishus HaRabim. So maybe it's also hoifcha laksav. So that's mamash the sieve base. Yeah. So the yisod is falling into Rishus HaRabim, you can't take it back even Kisvei HaKodesh. In a mokum patur you can take back anything. Into the Aveh Rishus HaRabim, there, if it's a Sefer Torah, you can take it back. If it's something else, you can't. Sif Beis. If it doesn't reach the bottom 10, so then you're all, the other side is still flying in a mokum patur, because it's Rishus HaRabim does not go to higher than 10 tvochim high. So if it's still, this is what we explained yesterday already, actually gives also tvochim atachtoim akoyim lorets, going to loyetzlo, you can still bring it back, and we learned the Mishavir yesterday, even if it's a sheet, anything, because it's only a mokum patur, we allow you to bring it back. Higia la asora tvochim atachtoim. If it reaches the lower 10 tochim, and it didn't yet reach on the floor, but it reached the 10 tochim at achtoidim. So the halacha doesn't talk about when it's in the sky, in the air. Straight away, the mechaber speaks about a case where it's rested. Im akoysel meshupa beinyan shenoch olav, if the koysel is slanting in such a way where it's rested on it, so that would be like this, it's rested on the koysel lower than 10, it's also to take it back. what do you do? Kedei, which is the same as if it's reached the ground. You turn it around, you shouldn't be able to come from far and see the ksav of a Sefer Torah, which looks very bad. That's why you just see the back of the parchment, you don't know what it is exactly. But if it's not slanting, so it hasn't rested on it, we're talking about it's rested as well. So maybe it's lying in the air, it's going lay atzloy. If it hasn't reached the ground, going lay atzloy. We see in Mishabur, if this would be a camelis, even if it's reached the ground, you'd also be able to take it back, but only because it's a Sefer Torah. According to the Mishabur. Let's learn the Mishabur now. I think it's explained. So we're up to Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. Im Akosel Meshupa. Now, Roit Saloima. The Oz Hamer Kemunach Roishri Echad Ala Oretz. It's as bad as, it's the same as, if it's Mamash on the ground, which is Rosh Hasharabim. If it's Rosh Hasharabim, you haven't got the head of taking it back, even if it's a Sefer Torah, because it's not an Askufa, it's not a place with a Mizorian Godel. You have to turn it around and leave it there. Val Kain. What's the chashash? That maybe, even though it's a good biyodoy, but maybe the whole thing will fall and you'll also take it back. And meila yesh chashash meyipul kulam miyodoy sham v'yovoy gam kein lasir mishisurab and mishisayochid. That's why they didn't allow you to take it back when it falls completely to the ground, or it falls on a slanting wall. Why a slanting wall lower than 10? Because that's also mishisurabim shenocholov. Now, so the question is now, why is this mishisurabim? What makes this into Rosh Hasharabim, this slanting wall? What is Rosh Hasharabim? So we learned before, as if you have an omud, and the omud is 9 tefachim till 10 tefachim, and a machlokes, whether it's 9 till 10 or just 9, because Rabbi Mekasfim Olav, it's used for people to adjust their what they're carrying, mainly gets a din of a Rosh Hasharabim. So the Mishnah Berurah learns here, as we state in Tosfos in Shabbos, as we state in Mogen Avraham, that if it will fall till here 5 tefachim, that's not really Rosh Hasharabim. It's a wall of Rosh Hasharabim, but it's not Rosh Hasharabim. It's not a mukim anochah Rosh Hasharabim. So that's where we're talking about. It fell within the 9 to 10. Which that has got a din of Rabbi Mekasrim, or people would have used it to be adjust. Therefore, it's Rosh Hasharabim. Because if it falls lower, it's a Karmelis. If it's a Karmelis, you're allowed to take it back. So we must be talking about that case. But Dafke Kisharabim Mekasrim Olav, Holav Ochiyav Karmelis, Bekimen Da Gude Beyodoy, Shorei Lezer Bekisar Kodesh, Kula Alma Vayim Bealocha, even though it's got a din of Rosh Hasharabim. Oh, but it's very schwer the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, because before we had a machlokes whether it's exactly 9 or 9 to 10. And Pashtus, the halacha was there only 9 dafka. Pashtus. Here it says if it's reached lower than 10. I shouldn't say lower than 10, because lower than 10 is 9 and a half, and it's not Rabbi Mekasrim. It's a Freyu Kivega. So it's not Rabbi Mekasrim, it's only dafka 9. Also, it's a very funny mitzias, dafka 9.
If it reaches 7. Well,
that's not called Derush Hasharabim because there's a post over there. That's not Derush Hasharabim. Aval is all the Rishus of Rosh Hasharabim is, but that's not Chasson because it wasn't Noch. You're right. The whole thing's. It's also Avir Rosh Hasharabim. It's not Noch. It's okay. It has to be Noch there, so there's no place for it to be Noch. As if Reb Kivega, Zorb Kivega, and I went to see our Rajba, and I went to see our Ritvo in Ig, which we had before. It's a Gemara. That if somebody throws something against a wall in Rosh Hasharabim, a dvela shmeina, sticky stuff, and it sticks, and it sticks onto anywhere, there's also lower than 10, it'll stick onto there, chayv, because noch b'shus harabim. And there's a machlokas there, pshat, is it because, where's that noch adalad adalad, is that noch adalad adalad actually the wall, or is that noch adalad adalad the floor? So b'zoi zogte, so learn like the ritvo, was to ritvo zogt, from there till there, is all Rosh Hasharabim, if it can fall on it. We said before, if you have something in Rosh Hasharabim like that, well, as long as it's here, the difference between this, which is only 5 high, it's not a Rosh Hasharabim. If you put something on it, only if it's 9 high, you need to have a mekasvim. So as long as you're showing him that is because there's a surface, a horizontal surface. Oh, but if you have a vertical surface, and this is a vertical surface because it's a telem islaket. So then, this surface, when something falls on it, this is a Rishus HaRabim the whole way because it's facing Rishus HaRabim. That is not facing Rishus HaRabim. It's not facing the floor. Oh, but this surface over there, the whole thing is facing Rishus HaRabim. And Dveil HaShemena sticks on it, Yechayel. So you can say it fell anywhere below 10, but because it's stuck to it, the slant, it's always called facing Rishus HaRabim, so male it's called Nochveh and Yochayel. As we state in Ritvo. So the Beres, what's wrong with this pshat? Well, it's a very good pshat. Of Lemasa, the Rashba in Shabbos brings this pshat, and he doesn't like this pshat. The Rashba Shabbos doesn't like this pshat. Of why he asks a kasha on it, and he doesn't seem to like this pshat. However, the Rashba in Erevin, which the Bi'al Lucha didn't have, is exactly the same as this Ritvo, and he says like the Ritvo in Erevin, and he says that this is the pshat, that it's because like Dveil HaShemena, it's all going to Rishus HaRabim, so it's all Rishus HaRabim anywhere lower than 10, which makes it a lot easier to understand.
It's slanting wall, it's not ripping our karka.
It's because it's a telem islaket, it's called a wall, so it's called a vertical, so it's ripping our karka. Yeah, that's not his kasha. His kasha is a bit different. You look at the Shabbos stuff. Hey, but that the yisod is, it's only also because it is a Rishus HaRabim. The question is, why is it Rishus HaRabim? So Mishabura state, because it's Rabbi Makasrim between 9 and 10, or 9, and in Rav Kivega, in Ritvo state, because it's Roya Pnei Rishus HaRabim. Aber, if it was Yitesvov Shaloi Yigia La'oretz, Afili Yesh Rak, Kemole Machat Beinoi Beinoi Oretz. The Gaon's going to say soon, within 3 Tvochim. But in Shurunor state, even if there's mamash a mashu away from the ground, kimmish lo noch mamash alois v'toli ba'ave le mikra noch v'goy le'etzle. Dafke b'kisva kodesh makil anav b'shad vohim kol shigil la'av asor tvochim shiru avu shesur abim af shaloi noch osa lavi etzle. Even though we said yesterday you're allowed to with over here, that was because it was higher than 10. But a sheet which would be hanging then there, even though it's ogda b'yodoy, you're not allowed to. So put it down. Place it down there and leave it there. To go zinam, shem yipakul los yom gam lesu yasiv yesh makilim b'ze. Some are makel, aber v'kol ze ba'avu shesu rabim. Aber im nofel la'avu kamlis mutel lekol am velavi yasiv kimish aguda adayim biyodoi. So avu kamlis, you'd be allowed to. If it falls mamash to the kamlis, you wouldn't be allowed to. If it falls la'avu kamlis, then you're allowed to. Goyles biago cholik zed kol shadik shloishes um los choshim alozim b'ayim bi'aloch. His house within 3 is called the ground. Where's this negaya? This is a gate. As I stand, choose by shleima. It's a gate for a gate. If you have a gate which flies into the street, then are you allowed to bring it back into your house? So it's mamash l'shala. The gate has gone into ave kamelis. So as long as it's flying into the street and it's loose and it's flying into the street, so it's ave kamelis. So the mogdavu and wetois.
You mean it's hanging on
this? It's hanging on the oigdei biyodai. So it's hanging on your house. Yeah. It's oigdei biyodai. It's hanging on your house, and it's oigdei biyodai. And it's kamelis. And it's loynach. Yeah. But those are the mogdavu and mutter. But if it's got the piece,
yeah,
and it's gone out with the piece, so then it's noch. If it's noch, then it's noch. Even if you'll say it's a kamelis, and then you'll have a problem.
A lot of houses and flats have a grill, the security grill that opens.
The Beis Shleima, Chuvas Beis Shleima speaks about security grills which go out of the house, yeah, down Chuvas Beis Shleima, and that's what he says. Because when they go down, they're still hanging. Therefore, it's all right to bring it back, yeah, because we can assume it's a kamelis. If it be a Rishus HaRabim, you wouldn't be allowed to. Yeah. So we have to assume our streets are all kamelis because they're all kamelis.
Under the priest now, it's still within 3.
Even without?
Even without the piece
down. Alright. The Gaon, the Chumra, the Shasur Abim, Kamlis. Alright. Chumra. I'm saying, but Chayra, the piece would make it Noch. So once it's Noch, then you stake in the Kamlis, you're not allowed to take it back because it's not Kisra Kodesh, your gate. And Mela, you'll have a problem. But if it goes out without, Simon, Shin, Nun, Gimel. Dine Zizim, the Shasur Abim, we void Gimel, see him. Sif Aleph, Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidu, Shasur Abim, Vehem Shel Odom Echad, Oy Shel Shnaim. We have 2 houses on 2 sides of Shasur Abim. Ve'evu, Shel Odom Echad from 1 person, Oy Shel Shnaim Ve'evu, or 2 people and they made the Erev together. So the din is, we have a picture here, simple picture of 2 houses on either side of the Shasur Abim. So the din is, you're allowed to throw from there to there. because you're flowing from Rishas Yochid, Derech Mokum Ptur. So most people with a good throw will be able to throw to somebody else on the other side. However, from there to there, then it's difficult to throw from there to there. So there you got a problem. Zod the Machaber. Shnei batim sheisiz remeshalatim oishoshanai ve'ilvu. We'll soon come to this problem of you're doing Rishas Yochid Shri. It's going through a Mokum Ptur because higher than 10. Yes. It's going through a Mokum Ptur. Dafka higher than 10 because it's going through a Mokum Ptur. So the Shnei Batim Sheisiz Ravim Shalodim Achshem Ve'uvu. Im Shneim Shovim, if they're both equal height, Mutal Lizuk Mizeh Lizeh. V'mechol Givoyim Echaveu, also Lizuk Mizeh Mizeh. You're not allowed to throw. Elim Kain, if they're breakable Kalim, you are allowed to throw. Because if they're breakable Kalim, you'll be very careful. If you're more careful, you'll make sure you have a good throw. Elim Kalim Klesh Cheres, Ukyotzebem, Shim Yipli Yishavegu. If this would be a karmelis between them, you can throw whether it's higher or lower because it's only a gzeira that it might fall and then you'll pick it up. So you don't intend to throw it, so you're not Issa. You might pick it up and bring it back in, so the karmelis didn't make the gzeira. It's not the mishabura.
What do you call straight? Straight
is straight.
Not in three. No.
I suppose within that. It doesn't say. It says straight. Yeah. I haven't seen the shia. Straight. We're talking about across the road. How straight can you know what's across the road straight? Ve'uvu. Yeah. Now, so before we learn Mishabura, so what does it say? If it's straight across, you can throw it across. If it's lower, you can't really throw because you might miss. And then you'll come to Kariyat and Rishus HaRabim. Come listen, Shkefelech, you not go to the Gzeira. Unless it's breakables, and we know if you're throwing a glass across the road, or Klecheres, you'll make sure to get it mamash into the hands of the other person, not into the loch, properly into the other person. Problem is, we have two houses on the other side of Rishus HaRabim. Forget the Rishus HaRabim, which is a Mokum Ptur in between. Even if this house was next to over here, and you got a window from your house to the Yenim's house, or from your you can't go from one chotzer to another. So you need an Eruv. Nudin, we haven't spoken about Eruv yet. It's the back of Rishus HaYochid, two people, you can't. So if they're both mine, okay, if both houses would belong to me, does the Shalodim Echad, you don't need Eruv. But if they're two people, then you need an Eruv. How can you throw? So Shtei Ve'Eruv, they made an Eruv. Naya Masa, they made an Eruv. You can make an Eruv. If you have two people across the street, you make an Eruv. How do you make an Eruv? You can only make an Eruv between two people if they have a Pesach between them. So how did you make an Eruv? So the Mugan Avram and the Shabbat Shekel has a whole complicated case that behind somehow they have some way to go from each other. Mm-hmm. But the Bi'aloch has a pushed away. They've got a thing from one to another. They've got a bridge from one to another. As they state in Karban Asanel, yes, like in Gates of Yeshiva, there's a bridge from one to another. And a Mela, they can make an Eruv of these two houses from one to another.
Yeah,
so they've got already an Eruv. And why do they go through him from one to another? That's the cash.
Another level to go.
If it's two people, you need an Eruv. But the question is, how can you make an Eruv across the street? So you have to either have a bridge or some connection behind somewhere, which is quite complicated. It's quite easy to throw. It's very difficult to throw. So it'll fall down and you'll carry it. So that's why they said you can't throw it unless we know you're going to throw a good throw, which you will obviously do if it's a breakables. Carmelis, there they won't go. Even a Carmelis, you can even throw because it doesn't help you because the Carmelis allows you to throw because we don't expect it to drop. And even if it drops, it wouldn't be a Issa. But the Maisa, you're throwing from one house to another, which isn't yours. You have to have some way of having an Eruv, and made an Eruv.
In the previous one,